Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's been more than 6 years since the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan began, and the Taliban insurgency shows no sign of letting up. Today, the fighting centered in the eastern part of the country. U.S.-led forces say they killed 55 militants there. The World's Quill Lawrence is in the capital, Kabul. He's been speaking with Afghans and with the new NATO commander in Afghanistan. Here's Quill's report.
Dozens of trucks painted bright colors and tricked out with jingling chains unload sacks of flour at this depot. The mood of the drivers these days, however, is anything but bright. One of the drivers came here from Khost on the border with Pakistan. The province is only 100 miles away, but he says Afghan police stopped him 18 or 20 times at checkpoints. Each one hit him up for a bribe, about a dollar. Then again, the trip could have been worse. The truckers say that driving the highway south to Kandahar is suicide for anyone not from that part of the country. Taliban insurgents are increasingly hitting civilian targets with roadside bombs. Another driver chimes in that he doesn't think the government or its American friends have put enough police and soldiers on the ground to protect civilians. General David McKiernan is inclined to agree. He arrived only 3 weeks ago as the new commander of the International Security and Assistance Force.
Everybody else has said, my predecessor has said, that we don't have enough military capabilities, not just troops. I've got to go around and confirm that in my own mind, but my instincts and my experience tell me, yes, there needs to be more international military capabilities that are applied to this mission in Afghanistan.
Promises were made to deploy more troops to Afghanistan at recent summits in Paris and Bucharest. But General McKiernan points out that countries have not always delivered on pledges of military assistance. His predecessor at the post suggested that Afghanistan might need about 400,000 troops to stabilize it. That's 8 times bigger than the current ISAF force. McKiernan arrived just in time to see a spike in the fighting. But he doesn't buy into the notion of a resurgent Taliban.
We are in what's called the fighting season. They are perhaps a little more asymmetric, smaller scale, more IED, indirect fire focused than this time last year. But we're certainly, in the 3 weeks that I've been here, we've had certainly an upswing in violence in the south and the east in particular. There's been a history, if you will, of violent conflict for over 3 decades. So to say that the international community and the Afghan National Security Forces have not defeated an insurgency yet is taking it out of a historical context.
McKiernan defends the progress that's been made here during the past 6.5 years. He brushes aside the recent criticism by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, which graded only 2 of the 105 Afghan Army units as fully capable of fighting on their own.
When you start with the Afghan National Army, you started from a zero base. I see an army that is getting more competent and capable every day. And in fact, this most recent operation in the vicinity of Kandahar and Argandab is a reflection of the growing capacity and capabilities of the Afghan National Army.
In that offensive in Argandab last week, coalition troops say they killed nearly 100 Taliban fighters. But the battle also proves another point. Taliban forces are still able to move freely and strike in almost all the provinces along the Pakistani border. Last week, Afghan President Hamid Karzai vowed to take the fight into Pakistan, where many Taliban forces are finding sanctuary. But General McKiernan's mandate from NATO does not allow firing across the border except in self-defense, regardless of Karzai's statement.
I think there was a certain degree of frustration on the part of President Karzai when he said that, and there's certainly a need for the cooperation along almost 2,500 kilometers.
General McKiernan says he considers the building of government institutions at least as important as the military mission. But there's a catch. That sort of nation building can't be done in much of Afghanistan. Insurgents, bandits, and drug mafias thrive in a security vacuum. McKiernan says local Afghan governance must fill that vacuum, and quickly.
That's, of course, a key question. Whose side is time on? In certain ways, the insurgency, the Taliban especially, they're resilient, they're patient. They're not going to run out of manpower anytime soon. On the other hand, with each passing month and year, we are growing the Afghan national security capabilities to make sure we have a viable future for the country of Afghanistan and its people.
But even General McKiernan can't say whether time is on the side of the Afghan army or the Taliban. For the world, this is Quil Lawrence in Kabul, Afghanistan.